Hi, my name is Alan from LRB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today's content is going to be very interesting. I have this thought after witnessing $1 million HDB flats transaction again and again, especially in the Dawson area. Here, I can't stop wondering if MOP HDB flats have reached a pinnacle point. In today's content, I'll be comparing HDB flats in the Dawson area, especially those newer ones that are fetching above $1 million mark. Just talk about HDB flats, confirm boring. What better way to compare them against private condo in the Queenstown area too? Watch on as I will be assessing their difference and ultimately their profitability. It's all about money, correct? Singapore property market is uniquely special. From the early 1950s, when Queenstown was initiated by the British in 1952 as Singapore's first satellite town. From the iconic Singapore Improvement Trust flats to the former Venus and Golden City theaters to the various religion buildings dotted around this housing estate. Queenstown was even named after Queen Elizabeth II to mark her coronation. Make a guess if the Queen ever visit Queenstown during her first visit back in Singapore in 1972. Here, you have public flats that are designed for the masses. They are simple, practical, yet functional. Slowly, as HDB improved on its public housing program, HDB flats have evolved with time. They are highly sought after in any BTO exercise for its design, quality, and affordability. Within Queenstown, like Dawson, home to some of the most visually iconic and sought after new generation HDB flats. As these Dawson flats reach their minimum occupation period, the 5 years milestone that allow owners to sell or rent them out. These million-dollar public flats have indirectly been pitting against 99 years leasehold private condo just minutes away. Buyers are asking themselves, is it worthwhile shelving out millions of dollars for a private condo, or should they settle for a million-dollar HDB flat instead? After all, both are on 99 years leasehold. This video will explore the difference between newly MOP HDB flats in Dawson and private condominiums in Queenstown, focusing on key dimensions such as price, space, ownership flexibility, lifestyle offering, capital growth, and long-term outlook. Let's begin with price. This is always at the top of anyone's mind. A 5-room flat in Dawson, such as those in Skyview at Dawson or Sky Terrace at Dawson, now transacting in the range of 1.2 million to 1.658 million. This is, after all, a record-breaking 5-room loft unit that was recently sold and make the news. This work out to be about 1,002 to 1,003 per square feet for units averaging around 1,001 to 1,002 square feet. For 4-room flats in Dawson, their price range is hovering around 900,000 to 1.228 million for a unit size of 88 to 95 square meter. This work out to be about 950 to 1,000 per square feet for units averaging around 950 to 1,030 square feet. Interesting, right? It seems that there is a higher demand for 5-room flats as compared to 4-room flats. This can be well explained as there is always a limited supply of 5-room flats in any BTO cluster. And 5-room flats can be very comfortable in terms of sizes and space. I know it too well because I personally sold many such before. By contrast, private condos in Queenstown like Margaret View that TOP in 2021 command an average selling price of 2,001 to 2,002 per square feet. Whereas older condos such as Commonwealth Tower that TOP in 2017 are commanding a PSF of around 2002 to 2003, with 3 bedrooms units offering crossing over 2.5 million. This means a HDB buyer could get nearly twice the space at Dawson HDB flat for the same budget as a mid-tier Queenstown condo. Hence, I can only conclude that Dawson HDB flat dominate in value for money, especially for owner-occupiers prioritizing living space more than anything else. Both property types come with a 99 years leasehold, but the similarity don't stop there. HDB flats come with numerous restrictions. Only Singapore citizen and permanent resident can buy. Flats are also subjected to the active integration policy and an SPR quota. HDB flats cannot be rented out fully during the 5 years MOP. For buyers that buy directly from HDB, they must not exceed the income ceiling during application. Once a flat reaches MOP, it can be sold, but only within these constraints. For private condos, they have more flexibility. Foreigners and PR can purchase. Pay ABSD only. There is no ethnic quota. There are also no income restriction. As long as you have money, you can buy whatever that suits your needs. Buyer can also own multiple private properties. Private condos can be rented out almost immediately or even resold to make a handsome profit. In short, it's a pity that one can only own one HDB flat at any point of time. Sian ho. That is why they are called subsidized public flats. Private condos, on the other hand, offer vastly greater flexibility, making them attractive to investors like you and me. The difference becomes very clear. Queenstown condo like Commonwealth Tower, Queen Peak to Sterling Residence offer full flash facilities. From 50 meters lap pool, gym, BBQ pits, function room, landscape decks, concierge service to 24-hour security. These are designed for privacy, luxury, and lifestyle enhancement. Condo residents offer enjoy more privacy, but at a higher maintenance cost. Such MCST fees range from 300 to easily 600 per month or even more for bigger units. To some, it's worthwhile paying. For others, it's too much to pay for facility that they hardly use, as compared to HDB conservancy charge, which is usually below $100 per month. For Dawson HDB flats, they are award-winning architecture pieces. They have won distinguished awards for their eco-conscious design, provide basic amenities like fitness corners, multi-purpose hall, sky garden, and community space. The emphasis is on community building and open access, rather than exclusivity. For example, Sky Residence at Dawson rooftop garden is accessible to the public. These communal spaces are designed to foster neighborhood interaction. Whereas for private condo, they are designed with an elevated lifestyle in mind, with premium facilities. Nothing wrong with that. It is just part of the property game to sell you at a higher price that comes with the so-called condo living and a pinch of investment element too. One might think that condo automatically offer better capital appreciation potential as compared to HDB flats. Well, is that really true? Or is the information sugar-coated? Let Alan Wee Kok Kok share with you some historical data. If I compare District 3, 99 years condo past transactions since 2015 to 2025, we can observe that the price index has gained by 60% in the past decade. This is as compared to HDB resale flat prices by 43% over the same period. But is this a fair statement? Obviously not. Because over the years, new condo that TOB may be added into the resale pool at a much higher PSF. This will indirectly skew the data. However, if I compare against 2018 to 2025 numbers, we can see another dimension on price movement. Condo prices have lagged by 25% as compared to HDB prices in Queenstown by a whopping 40%. Why is that so? Is that because more MOP flats hit the resale market in the Dawson area in recent years? I think there's a strong correlation to that. So, what is the verdict? Dawson original flat owner have benefited from HDB public flat program. As long as you touch BTO flat, you confirm what all the way. Making 100% return is a bare minimum to as much as 200% is not unheard of. That is why Singaporeans in Queenstown should be extremely happy. After all, Queenstown SMC has received a strong mandate. Seriously, there's nothing much to complain already. As for private condos, it's skewed towards more into profit making. As long as you hold them long enough, property price will rise over time. A good example is Margaret View. When it was first launched back in 2018, it was selling at 1,007 to 1,009 per square feet. Today, they are trending around 2,001 to 2,002 per square feet. Making 400,000 for the 2-bedroom to 500,000 for 3-bedroom is very normal. That's why for those that missed the boat, look no further. Interpret Investment, Hong Leong and Guaco Land has recently secured a prime site along Margaret Drive for 497 million. This site measures 9,500 square meters and can accommodate up to 460 units. Let us dive deeper into the numbers. The break-even cost is 2,026 per square feet. Let's add another 20% margin. 2004 to even 2006 per square feet will likely be the expected selling price. Buy and hold, time is your best friend. As the sayings go, the property market repeat once again. Anyway, this site is not launched for sale yet. Once more information is available, I will likely be doing a video. Please stay tuned to it. Dorsett HDB flats are ideally suited for Singaporean family looking for central, spacious home in a convenient setting, or an upgrade to a mature estate like Queenstown. Homeowners who value space, million-dollar GCB view, and proximity to the city, but cannot afford the $2.5 million price tag for the decent 3 bedrooms. HDB flats are typically owner-occupied homes, not instrument for capital deployment. So please, don't ask me if there's any further upside in buying a resale flat in Dawson. Of course, the first owner already struck jackpot. Usually for resale buyers, don't expect to make as much, if any. I'm very sure you wouldn't lose money holding them for the long term. As long as Singapore continue to prosperous, the government continue to stay in power. They what, you what. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. It's as simple as ABC. This is, after all, the game, isn't it? For private condos, there is always this investment element in them. Easily 30% to 50% of any new homes are investors. Do you think investors bother so much about their sky gym, their 50-meter infinity pool, or exotic gourmet kitchen? In reality, most of such facilities are underutilized. But from an investment point of view, private condo is the next best bet to multiply your wealth. In the debate between newly HDB flats in Dawson and private condos in Queenstown, the conclusion is not about which is better or who will want more, but rather is which suits your intent, stage of life, and financial goals. If you're a home seeker looking for maximized space in a prime area with a limited budget, then Dawson flats offer unmatched value and architectural distinction. They represent the peak of what public housing in Singapore can be like. On the other hand, if you are an investor, PR or foreigners, or someone that prefer more exclusivity, then private condo in Queenstown offer the freedom, privacy and facility that public housing cannot match. Their flexibility and investment potential make them a more versatile asset classes. In the end, both types serve as a pillars of Singapore inclusive yet aspiration housing model, a proof that public and private housing can thrive not in competition, but complementary one another. By the way, if you are staying in such MOP flats, what should you do? Should you sell and upgrade or even downgrade? If you are holding on to an investment properties, should you encash them out and wait for the next new launch and multiply your wealth yet again? If you are unsure and need a private discussion, kindly contact me. I'll be more than happy to assist you. That's all. See you again soon.